96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Small stores and businesses across the country were closed today as immigrants boycotted work, shopping, and school. It was part of a nationwide strike called A Day Without Immigrants. Organizers encouraged legal residents and illegal immigrants to stay home in response to President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Hundreds of illegal immigrants were rounded up in raids across the country last week. Well, tonight, we talk about the impact and what this may mean for the future of the immigration debate. My guests are Christy Cunningham, law professor and director of the Education Rights Center at the Howard University School of Law, and Nicole Paul. She's an entrepreneur and founder of High Definition Hair. She has employed immigrants for more than a decade. Lines are open. Give us a call. I would love to hear your thoughts about today's strike, protest, whether you were impacted, what you saw, what you think about it. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Christy and Nicole, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Let me start with you, Nicole. As I said in the introduction, you've employed immigrants for more than a decade. What happened at your shop today? Did any of them decide not to show up? Did they call you? If they did, how did that work exactly?
Well, actually, there was a discussion on Tuesday. I had no clue about it even coming up. This is the first I learned of it. And they were debating, you know, whether they should come in or not. And my studio manager was the first one to tell me that, hey, people may not show up to work on Thursday. And I'm like, why? And they said, because of an immigrant protest. And, you know, just to show America what it would be like not to have immigrants in this country. And so I was all for it. What I didn't like was, I don't know if this is out in the public, but some immigrants were planning on just not showing up, just calling in sick. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was supposed to impact businesses negatively, like Starbucks or the hotels or something. This is how it was being put to me by them, because that's the only way I learned of it. Mm-hmm. And so they decided not to do it to me because they say I'm not a bad person. I treat them very good and I pay them well. And then some of them was like, you know, if she wanted to fire us, she could. And for all these reasons, they decided not to do it to me. But a lot of their family and friends didn't go to work. And a lot of businesses in my area did decide to close to not feel the impact of it. And I guess to support their employees. But I tell them that, you know, just follow the law. Because from what I heard, the administration, Trump's administration, is only going after criminal immigrants. But they're telling me that immigrants without criminal backgrounds are also getting swept up.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
That, as a matter of fact, there were several high-profile instances over the past week where there were undocumented immigrants in this country who had no criminal record whatsoever. Their only crime is that they were undocumented, some of them having been in this country for decades, mm-hmm. and yet they were still swept up in the ICE sweep last week. So to your point, that certainly is true. Christy, from your perspective, not only just from a legal perspective, but also from, you know, an activist perspective, you know, what does today's protest mean, even just for today?
Well, I'd like to pick up on the criminalization theme for just a second.
Sure.
And I think the protest today was very important, and it's very important to distill the idea of immigrants as criminals. You know, lots of different people have been criminalized or been stereotyped as criminals. Black people, for example, in our neighborhoods have been over-policed because there's a stereotype that some black people or some communities of black people are high on crime or criminals. So I think that we should all be very cautious when we hear any vast group of people being characterized as being criminals. And sometimes immigrants might violate the law just because of the circumstances that they're under. I think something that's getting lost in this whole conversation is, why are immigrants coming into the country? Many of the immigrants that I worked with the CARA Pro Bono Project at the South Texas Family Residence Center in Texas were coming into the country because they were fleeing violence, primarily in Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. And they were fleeing gang violence, and they were running for their lives, basically, or sending their children into the country because they feared death. So if they're coming into the country out of desperation and they do things that may involve a false identification or other types of things that are criminal, but they do them to survive, not to hurt somebody.
And suffice it to say, you know, in addition to that, the short list that you just mentioned, whether it has to do with gang violence or whether it has to do with some other things, obviously one of the reasons that immigrants often come to this country is for opportunity. They come to avoid political persecution, you know, and of course, the Latino community got a lot of publicity, and there were a lot of Latinos that were participating in this today. But it isn't just brown people also that are impacted by this day without immigrants. There are black people. You know, you have Africans, you have Haitians, you even have some Europeans who were also, you know, part of that immigrant population, although they may not be, you know, necessarily the lion's share, which goes back to, you know, my point. Busboys and Poets today, for example, all six of their restaurants shut down with the blessing of its ownership. So how symbolic is that, not just here in D.C., but in Detroit, in New York, in Philadelphia, and some of the other cities that saw this kind of participation?
Well, I think it's actually excellent. I mean, if you think of what's going on, it's a one-day boycott. Mm-hmm. And if you think of African American history of protests for social justice, the boycott has been incredibly instrumental. And for me, the day of protest today kind of sends a very positive message on what people can do in terms of their protests. You know, it's one thing to hold up I'm not saying anything necessarily against marches, mm-hmm. but it's one thing to hold up a sign. It's another thing to have an economic impact. The Montgomery bus boycott showed us the power of economic pressure, and it's very possible that under this administration we need to really consider the use of economic pressure. And one other thing, when we're talking about a day without immigrants, I think one of the troubling things about this whole dialogue and characterization of immigrants is, if you really had a day without immigrants, it would be a day without many, many, many of us, right? Because it's the Native American people who were here on this land. And this land was then populated by immigrants from all over the world. Some of us were forced here, so it's hard to say that maybe the slaves were immigrants. But certainly many European people came here as immigrants. So if you really took away all of the immigrants and the descendants of immigrants, mm-hmm. it would have been a very quiet
day.
But there's also another side to this argument.
Well, hold on that point, because I want to go to the phone lines real quick. But don't forget your point. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the impact of the Day Without Immigrants protest. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question. Let's talk to Keith. Keith calling from Baltimore. Hey, Keith. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
We as black people in America, we have to be very careful not to fall into the trap of trying to separate ourselves from this current issue in terms of what's going on, because there's a parallel between the slave, the experience of slavery, and what we've seen going on with the immigrant population. Now, when white people were coming to America,
Keith, let me stop you. Make it quick. I've got a lot of folks on the line. Go ahead.
Predominantly coming to America, and it's a problem. I work in the healthcare profession, and if the future of healthcare in this country, particularly direct healthcare, if you go into places now, basically who you see immigrant nurses, immigrants doing the direct, hardcore, hands-on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They low-wage earners, the abuse that they put up with from employees and family members and one thing or another, it's atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine if they, especially in nursing homes, if they went on strike today, there would be a lot of dead people probably in nursing homes, because that's the bulk of the future of what's happening in this country.
Well, Keith, I got to stop you there because I've got a lot of phone calls on the line, but I appreciate it. And I do think you make, you know, an excellent point. You could very well argue that, you know, some of today's immigrants, if indeed, you know, they're taking those kinds of abuse and mistreatment, could very well have been, the menial labor of African Americans, during the course of the last century. And so I think that he does make a good point as far as, you know, how this affects, you know, African-Americans and, you know, the modern immigrant population. I've got to take a break. And I know there are a lot of folks on the line. They want to get in on it. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep calling. We will take your phone call. This is an extremely important issue, and we're going to talk it out at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Day Without Immigrants protest, what it means not only for today, but for the future of the immigration debate. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Harold Fisher. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.